Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
Social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in risk management. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on risk management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal complexities fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries face. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. This is the program that gives you all the right numbers that you need to play during the 2023 NFL season. We're in week 9 and we're in the midway point. Now we're starting to hit the middle point of the NFL season, so you still have time to get the right numbers, get the right things that you need in order to get the right bets for your games in the NFL season. And as always, before we give you the numbers to play for week 9 of the NFL season, remember, the games that you can play in sports betting are money line, point spread, and over-under total points. For money line, if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win. No matter the score, requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas Moneyline does not. And the over-under total points. This is a bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure that's presented in the bet. So again, Moneyline, point spread, and over-under total points. I'll give you an example. Team A versus Team B. In Moneyline, if you bet on Team A and Team A wins the bet, and you play Moneyline, guess what? Team A wins, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. So in the bet, again, Team A versus Team B. If you bet on Team A and the point spread is 5, the final score, Team A 27, Team B 21. Team A wind up winning by 6 points. Guess what? You do not win the bet. That's how point spread works. And then you have over-under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure in the bet. So say, for instance, if you place a bet and the under is going to be 42 points, the final score would be Team A 27 and Team B 15. 27 plus 15 equals 42 points. So 42 points if it's right at the under mark, or say for instance, I'm sorry, Team A wins 27, it's Team A 27, Team B 14, 27 plus 14 equals 41. You place the bet for under 42 total points, guess what? You win the bet. So that's how it works in sports betting. Again, money line, point spread, and over under total points. And before we give you the right numbers to play, remember as always, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. That's 1-800-522-4700. Remember, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly. We don't want people to go crazy. We want people to enjoy this experience without the hassles, without the problems. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or 1-800-522-4700. And our source for these numbers have been provided by Caesars Sportsbook. Once again, the numbers that you're going to hear throughout the course of this broadcast, the source has been provided by Caesars Sportsbook. All right, here are the winning numbers for week 9 of the 2023 NFL season. Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers square up against the New York Jets. Point spread for the Chargers is -3. For the Jets, is +3. Money line for the Chargers is minus 160. For the Jets is plus 135. And the over-under total points is 41.5. And there are your numbers. Again, big special thank you. And, of course, our source is Caesars Sportsbook for the money line, point spread, and over-under total points. Those are your winning numbers, and good luck. And, again, you can play money line, point spread, or over-under total points. Remember, money line. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. And the over-under total points is a bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure presented in the bet. And again, as always, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867, or call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to gamble responsibly. We want people to play responsibly. Remember that. Again, 1-800-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or 1-800-522-4700 if you have a gambling problem. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Winning Bets. Until next time, everybody, so long and take care.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, football fans, the sports event posters are out. They are brought to you by great sponsors. Please patronize your local businesses that are on the schedules, as they are an asset to your community. Brought to you and paid for by Prestige Marketing, LLC. Visit us online at prestigemarketingllc.com.
You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in fields like healthcare. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on health law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in healthcare at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.